You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on September 20th, 2023, and is titled One Accord. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and let's join Steve and the message.
Y'all can have the choir, and I'm taking them beer-drinking, cigarette-smoking, cussing guys. But like-mindedness with the same love. You know why we're not like-minded? Because we don't know what we love. Figure out what you love. Who do you love? Who's more important than you? Who is more important than you? I share this everywhere I go. There's a business model in the Bible that's been very helpful while I run a horse sale for 30 years. That if you love people more than you love your money, you're going to be fine. That's it. It's pretty simple. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or vain conceit. How many of our politicians started at the grassroots and said, I just want to make a difference in our country. You heard them, you know them. And then all of a sudden now we're going to work our way up the political ladder. They're right now today, some of the people that we believed in the most across this country are posturing for 2024, and they're compromising themselves as they do it. Our very own governor tried it in 2020. He kind of came back closer to Plum when he figured out he couldn't pull it off. You can tell when they start posturing because they become compromised. Because it's selfish ambition now. It's like when I called Karen Bodoni back during the governor's election while she was being a disruptor, a third-party candidate who jumped from Republican to being a Libertarian, and then she thought she was going to, she had this big line of bull that she was going to win something. I'm telling you, she couldn't get elected dog catcher in a town of three. And when I called her on the phone and said, what are you doing? You're in the way. What are you doing? Why did you do this? Why are you your name on the thing? She said, I'm saving my campaign. And I said, that's exactly what I thought, Karen. I thought we were in this to save New Mexico. So now you still got the Wicked Witch of the West as governor of your state. She wants to kill your kids, take away your guns. They've shut down your oil production and your gas, natural gas production, and they're raising up. Did you know New Mexico is the breeding ground for some of the dumbest, sorriest politicians that have ever lived? Bill Richardson, they did his funeral the other day, so we caught a little break there. But they, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm telling you, he was absolutely no value to the human race. Tom Udall was the first guy to pen a legislation for 30 by 30. Did he not come out of the state of New Mexico back in 2019? He was up there in the Senate, and he penned the first 30 by 30. Do you know that's the largest land grab legislation on the books now for the United States of America? And it is also evolving into 50 by 50? Came right out of New Mexico, a state that still has three sanctuary counties and two sanctuary cities. Gives out over 100,000 driver's licenses every year to illegal aliens, and they allow them to vote. That's why I'm over there preaching all the time. I've told Pat and them I come over here because I got to help build defense. I don't want your Jersey bulls on my black heifers. We got to unify New Mexico, Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi. We got to unify. You know, northern Minnesota, we're going to have to jump over part and get about 40 miles north of Minneapolis, and then we start getting all right again. But we got to start unifying one mind in love of our family and love of our country, not out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Us Texans, we need to really read that. Because really, pride of Texas is our unifying entity, and pride goeth before the fall, so you better be careful. And he says right here, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Who's more important than you? Until you establish that. Is it your wife? Your kids? Your grandkids? Goes further than that. These two are more important than me. These guys got grandkids and kids more important. These kids are more important than me. This next generation is more important than I am. And until we get that, you'll be plenty satisfied just to sit around and do nothing on your way to heaven. I just pray that Jesus doesn't ask us what we did for the next batch on his behalf. Did we not advocate for the next batch on his behalf? Well, how are we going to answer that? Well, I went to church. Jesus, you saw me. No, I didn't. I wasn't there. This is some thick stuff. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but the interests of others. When Jim Murphy told me about all those pastors who came to David's tent and how they began to explain to him the importance of the United States of America to hold out the hope of Christianity and the hope of freedom, the country that came and evangelized their countries, that they would now have their churches and their Bible readings and Bibles in their schools. They got more Bibles in their school than America does. Did you know that the first Congress in the United States of America, one of the things on their daily agenda was to order Bibles from another country because we didn't have enough resources to print the Bibles in our own land and we were going to war again and they were afraid that the children in the schools wouldn't have a Bible. We were running out of Bibles, and so they come together and they made it a line item in the budget and they bought Bibles for the United States of America. Your Congress bought Bibles for the United States of America back when they were like-minded about freedom, like-minded about your future, like-minded about our sovereignty, like-minded about tyranny. They were like-minded about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they did it. 240 years ago, they did it. 240 years later, we could give a crud less because we're going to heaven. I think on October 3rd, I got something to say. Let each of you look to others' interest. Do you think 54 founding fathers, the cause of freedom, they just wanted that for themselves? No. So when Benjamin Franklin and the boys locked themselves in a room in Pennsylvania in June 1780 or somewhere right there, first Constitutional Convention, no air conditioning, no running water, no nice chairs. Didn't get to get up and go to the bathroom and have some coffee and cookies. 4 months. 4 months. The Federalists and the Anti-Federalists argued over items of our Constitution that would be the foundation for everything that you've lived in your entire life. Who do you think they were thinking about when they were locked in that room sweating their butts off, arguing every day trying to get this figured out? Do you think there might have been some guys in there with a personal agenda? Yes. Or they'd have got done quicker. Do you think there's some guys in there that had you in mind? Yes. They stayed and fought the good fight until finally one day Benjamin Franklin stepped up to the plate and he quoted the 127th Psalm, "If God's not in the building of the house, then the laborers labor in vain." From that day on, there's been somebody in Congress pray in the name of Jesus ever since. Still doing it today. but they had somebody else in mind. They were trying to get like-minded in purpose, like-minded in what they were doing, so we could move forward for the cause of freedom. All I'm asking you tonight out of four little scriptures, is there any way that we can get united in purpose? Is there any way we can come together in love of our country? Is there any way we can come together in love of our family? Is there any way we can do that in the love of Jesus Christ that we come together and move forward and allow God to expose his power as he did in the very early church when everybody was like-minded? That's all I'm asking. Who do we love more than ourselves? What do we love more than ourselves? You tell guys in prison this all the time. If you don't find somebody you love more than yourself, you're never going to find freedom. You're never going to find your purpose. You're never going to find your spot. If you can't weep over Jerusalem, you can't hang on the cross. That's all there is to it. Who do you love more than yourself? I love my country. And I love my family. If I leave my grandsons $1 million apiece, but don't preserve their freedom, I failed. I can't just give them the hope of heaven. I have to give them the hope of life. It's all about freedom. That's all I got tonight. That ought to be enough. Listen. I know I can be a little edgy sometimes. There are people who are absolutely bound to the enemy. And they seek to first steal, then to kill, and then to destroy. I pray every one of them gets saved. But if you're an enemy of God and you die before you get saved, so be it. So be it. None in the sound of our voices have been null and void of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't have to lead you to the altar as long as your ears are. If you've heard that there is a Jesus, I'd behoove you to call on him and ask. But once you've heard, that monkey belongs to you. That belongs to you. It belongs to politicians, evildoers, and many are going to die before they find heaven. That road is narrow and few find it. Wide is the road that leads to destruction and many find it. I'm not mean. I'm not hard-hearted. I'm just telling you the truth. Narrow, few. Wide, many. If there's a dead guy that goes to hell, there's just a dead guy that goes to hell. But I guarantee you they all heard. In this country, you've heard. You've heard. If you haven't heard, shame on us. But you've heard. And that line's been drawn. So, just well tell it straight up. Ain't no need in beating around the bush. They're not going to ask me to preach none of them's funerals, so I'm okay. All right. Well, thank y'all for enduring tonight. Evelyn, thanks for being here. Along with everybody else, I'm going to pray, get us out of here. If you need some prayer, you need a visit, you need a hug, come on up and we'll take care of all of the above. So, Lord, we just want to thank you tonight for your word, and we thank you for the truth. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will teach us that word. We thank you for your spirit that lives within us, that we can open our mouths and speak the very truth of God. We thank you, Jesus, that for the things that you orchestrate and the providence that you have in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the days that are coming. But more than that, we give you thanks for the day that you prepare us. Prepare us to do your bidding. Prepare us to be your hands and feet. Prepare us to be a voice of one crying out in the desert. Prepare us, Lord, today and the days to come. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We give you full reign. Everything here, God, is in covenant with you. It's yours. It's yours. Do with as you please. Just tell us what to do. We'll do it. We thank you and bless you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.